It was posted to their social media sites. The fact that a tradition in Stamford for nearly three decades is going to go away. I'm talking about a live at five. It will not be returning after an announcement went to social media from Stamford downtown. And today we are talking to the president of Stamford downtown. Michael Moore joins us. Michael, welcome to the show. Talk to us a little bit about what went into this major decision.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it. And happy holidays.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, it's very chilly. Ooh, very chilly start to the day. Getting used to the cold weather. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Yes, we made this decision after a lot of thought. You know, when the concert started 27 years ago, Stamford downtown was a much different place. Very, very little residential development, a lot of office uses, and we needed incentives for folks to come out and stay in downtown and patronize downtown bars and restaurants and cultural institutions after the workday ended. And Alive at Five was that incentive, and it brought iconic acts to downtown, great crowds and great energy, and we're very proud of it. And over the recent years, we've been analyzing downtown and the market. We've had a spike in residential development. We have a strong nighttime economy, nighttime residential population and daytime population. And we've been thinking about different ways to help engage with them and provide events and programming that really is catered to the new residents and new visitors that are coming to downtown. And so we're going to switch our strategy in downtown to more placemaking, place-based events. And we have a whole array of events that are planned throughout the year in downtown. So we won't skip a beat. We have a number of programs. Like this Sunday coming up, we have Heights and Lights, where Santa's going to rappel down Landmark Square. So we have a full array of programming still. Yes, it was a tough decision, but I think it's the right decision, and we'll be better positioned to engage with a new population that's coming into downtown.
Can I ask, Michael Moore, did we start to see a decline in participation, people showing up for Alive at Five? I mean, I've noticed over the last few years that it used to be, it felt like 5, 6, 7 weeks straight, and it became almost like 3 weeks straight. I don't know if we saw a decrease in participation, people showing up.
You know, the crowds do vary. We average about 3,500 to 4,000 folks at each show, depending on weather. And we were very happy with participation and the patrons coming. Ultimately, yes, the cost did go up, and that did play a factor into this. But we were still very happy with the audiences that came to downtown and came to the concerts, and still generated a ton of energy. And we actually, the crowds had grown to a point that over the last few years, we'd actually moved the concerts to the Mill River Park. But again, we may not have had the crowds that we had at the prime of the concerts, we still were very happy with the attendance.
Michael Moore, what about the acts being booked? Do you feel like the quality of who was the headliners, the people who were performing, do you feel like that, was not as up to par as it used to be? Or do you feel like that was not really something that was factored into this decision?
No, I think we're very happy with the talents. I mean, this year we had Sublime and we had Lil' Kim and Wyclef Jean. So we always took great pride in making sure we had national acts that were appealed to a wide swath of folks in Stamford, throughout Stamford downtown, lower Fairfield County, and within the region. So no, we were not unhappy with the acts. It really, the production was still very high. I have an excellent team that works with me, and our production was still very high. It's much more driven by a change in market and the needs of downtown. And we want to devote more of our resources to More of our resources, more to the creative placemaking type events, public art, street closures. Like we have an array of events already scheduled for next year, like Bark in the Park to appeal to our dog lovers, arts and crafts on Bedford, Brew Fest, Wine Fest. And these type of events do a great job in engaging folks, and we've been very happy with them. So we're going to shift our energy in that direction.
And again, Michael Moore is the president of Stamford Downtown. Did competition at all play a part in this? And I'm sure I'm peppering you with so many questions, Michael Moore, but can I say, when I heard about Alive at Five going away, there was a part of me that was heartbroken. I mean, this is something that has become a tradition for so many, probably more for my generation. I mean, in fact, it's funny, but in our own family, this was one of the things that actually brought my older brother and my now husband together in my dating days with my husband a long time ago. They would go to Alive at Five. They'd meet up in Stamford, and that was how they bonded, you know, well over a decade ago, and you know, they remain best friends to this day. But I know Alive at Five plays a very huge role in so many people's memories and has become a staple in their lives. So it's a tremendous loss.
And I greatly appreciate that, and I love hearing those stories. I hear countless stories like that of people meeting at the concerts, getting together with friends or spouses. And that sense of community we're still devoted to, and we're committed to ensure that type of interaction still happens. And that's why I don't think we're going to miss a beat in downtown. We still have a number of events where people can still meet and get together. And it's just it's a change. It's the next chapter in downtown. And I appreciate the fact that people have strong memories, and I'm so glad they do. I think people have fond memories of the events. I'm glad you and your family do. It's just the next chapter in downtown, and I think there'll be even more opportunities to create such memories.
So it sounds like, Michael Moore, not to put words in your mouth, but I mean, certainly cost played a factor, but essentially Alive at Five, it did the job it was set out to do in 1997, but it's hit a point where, you know, hey, let's go out on a high note, and let's move to the next chapter of what we need to do for Stamford downtown.
Well, a couple things. I mean, you mentioned the cost issue. I mean, certainly there is competition in the region. Absolutely, I don't doubt it. And I think that might be a byproduct of our success. You know, there's other people that are trying to recreate musical settings and bring in musical acts to their communities like we have. And there is certainly costs have gone up, but costs are not the primary reason for this. You know, we never targeted it to necessarily drive a profit here. Our primary focus was to bring elite production and to create an event, just like you said, that would bring people together and bring energy to downtown. And I think we have been very successful. We have created the market that Stamford downtown needed, that it was lacking when the concerts first started. And so we think we have achieved success here, and this is just the next step in the evolution of downtown.
And Michael Moore, you had mentioned that your focus now is on place-based events. Will performances like the ones we saw during Alive at Five be part of these place-based events?
Well, I'll say this. Music will always be part of what we do in downtown, and we have to re-envision how we're going to bring music into downtown. We already have an event called Street Beats, where we bring musical acts into downtown on Thursdays and Thursdays throughout the summer, right? And so that's our first step in bringing music into downtown, and we will continue to grow that. We're still trying to determine the scale of these acts, but music will always be an integral part of downtown. We're trying to foster a music scene in downtown, and that will be the next step in the evolution of downtown.
But will it include some of the A-listers that we've, you know, whether it's past ones or in the future, will it include, you know, seeing people who made it to the big stage coming into Stamford?
You know, to be determined, we hope so. We're still trying to determine that right now. We're still planning. But I think that is our vision, to bring that level of music again in the future. We just don't have a definitive plan right now for that.
Michael Moore, I want to thank you so much for coming on, you know, literally hours after breaking this news in Stamford. And I certainly look forward to everything that is to come for the downtown area of Stamford. It is a hopping place. I still have family who live there right now. And I know I'm excited to see what the future holds, especially with what you're calling these place-based events, including Heights and Lights this upcoming weekend. So thank you. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. And I encourage everyone to come to our website, stamford-downtown.com. We have a full array of events planned throughout the year. I do not think we're going to miss a beat here. There's always going to be something exciting to do in downtown. Come and enjoy our more than 100 restaurants and bars and cultural institutions in downtown. So, yes, this Alive at 5 will go away, but there's still so much to do, and we're going to still grow.
Michael Moore, again, president of Stamford Downtown. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.